Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. We're launching into hour number two of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And normally you can call in about whatever you want, and we do have some calls on hold. Hopefully they will wait patiently, because it's unusual that we have a guest right at smack dab in the middle of the program in hour number two, but we are definitely willing to make changes for the guest we're going to announce here in a moment. His name is Ron Paul. Now, if you don't know who he is one of the Republican candidates running for president. And many people haven't heard the name Ron Paul, and that's a shame, because more people really should hear Ron Paul's name, and not only his name, but what he has to say. Ron Paul calling in, actually, from our home state of New Hampshire. Ron, you're on the line with Free Talk Live, Ian and Mark.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Ron, it's an absolute pleasure. We've been chasing after getting you on the show for quite a while now, so it's good to have you here.
Well, glad we got on.
Indeed. Before we start into some questions, because we've got you for a half an hour, as I understand it, and we're going to be loaded up with, I'm sure, phone calls and questions. But for the uninitiated, Ron, for those who are just tuning in, hearing your voice for the first time, who are you? Why are you running for president? What makes you different from the rest of the Republicans?
Well, first off, I'm a physician. I practiced OBGYN off and on for 30 years, delivered 4,000 babies, but got interested in economics and ran for Congress the first time in 1974. I subsequently have been elected 10 times, although I took a break and went back to medicine for 12 years. And I've been waging a fight in Washington to cut back the size and scope of government, and never would vote for anything that I didn't deem clearly constitutional. Therefore, I had to vote against most everything that comes up in Washington. And after long thought and many requests, 6 months ago, I made the decision I would become a candidate for the presidency, and have been doing that and been pleased with the reception so far.
Now, how many terms have you served as a representative in Texas?
It's 10 times.
By the way, I'd like to let you know, Ron, that you're the first politician to ever appear in the 5-year history of us doing this program.
Yeah, they make me feel dirty.
Yeah, I don't tend to like
not
politicians.
Not you, but the rest of them.
Good.
So, Mark, you know what? You made this interview happen, so if you've got some questions for Ron, you really should get them out before the calls continue to roll in here.
Well, Ron, what would you say you're hoping to achieve by your run for president?
Well,
becoming president.
You know, yeah, and you can't be disingenuous. You can't enter a race and say, well, I'm just running, to make a point and stir up a little problem for people. You know, you run to win, you try to put your campaign together, and you see what happens. So that's the first goal.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're doing pretty good at that, sir. I mean, you won the New Hampshire straw poll, is that correct?
That one that happened today, right.
Right, and the Alabama straw poll, is
right.
That correct?
Right, yeah.
And came in second in Tennessee, which is, of course, one of the candidates that's running home state.
Yeah, and then there was a third this week over in Illinois. There was a straw vote there.
And you came in third there. So we're
stirring them up a bit. We still have a ways to go. We have tremendous support on the Internet. We literally get hundreds of new supporters every single day.
Absolutely.
Through our website, and fundraising has been going well. I think in some ways I feel like I've joined a campaign that's been started on its own. It's sort of self-starting. It's grassroots, and people are just sick and tired of what they're getting, and they like what I've been trying to say and do and what I represent in this campaign. So,
you know, something I really like, Ron, about your campaign so far, and by the way, people can go to your website at ronpaul2008.com, and there are a variety of other Ron Paul-related websites out there like ronpaulhq.com and some others. But what I really think is the coolest thing is not only use the term grassroots, but I'd also like to use the term decentralized because, you know, a lot of campaigns are sort of top down, they're taking orders from somebody in the campaign bureaucracy or whatever, and in the case of your supporters, they're just out self-organizing. They're out doing the things that they think are right. They're out making their own signs. They're out setting up their own websites. They're out doing their own outreach, and I mean, it's overwhelming. It must be really overwhelming for you seeing all this activity and really having no idea how much of it's going on.
Right, and I guess I was more cynical than I am now at the beginning, because I just didn't know how many there would be. And I think there are over 700 of these meetup groups have formed spontaneously. And other campaigns have tried to inquire on how we do it and what do we do, because everything they do is top-down, like you indicate. You know, they have a lot of money. The special interests pour in millions and millions of dollars. They want to hire somebody, and they do. They hire a lot of field workers, and the field workers are supposed to go out and organize the various districts. In our case, it's exactly the opposite. They organize, and then they come to us and tell us, well, we have this meetup group with 300 people, 400 people, or 100 people, and every day there's a new meetup group formed someplace, and yet we didn't have a whole lot to do with it other than offer the opportunity for everybody to come together on these particular issues.
Well, I've got to say I'm very excited about it, and you've gotten plenty of my money, and I feel it's well worth it. What is going to happen the very first day you're in office? Great question.
Well, of course, there's a limit. You can't change the world in one day. But
right.
I think you just
be president.
The very first thing you a president could do that would be inclined to follow the Constitution and common sense. You have a lot to say about where the troops are, and I've been campaigning very hard on the foolishness of going into Iraq. It's an undeclared war. To me, it's an illegal war. It's going badly.
So you're Republican, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
So you could make a declaration and say, look, and tell the world and everybody over there that things are changing. We're not going to bomb Iran. We're not going to continue our occupation of Afghanistan or Iraq, and we're going to come home. It'll take us a little while to pick up the pieces and bring the troops home, but I think all of a sudden the world would stop and take a breath, and maybe some of those factions in Iraq would start talking to each other, and they'd probably stand back and let us go. But I would move them away. I would move that navy away from the coastline of Iran that threatens them and put sanctions on them. You could change these sanctions. Presidents have the authority to do that under the law. And I just believe we should talk to people and not put on sanctions, not threaten them with bombs. Just have a completely different attitude about foreign policy. And that doesn't mean that I think they're all great people, because a lot of them aren't. But,
sure.
You know, at the height of the Cold War, we talked to Khrushchev and Gorbachev, and I didn't think that hurt us one bit. At least we didn't have a nuclear war with them.
Right. Well, basically, it'd be going back to the original intent of the Founding Fathers, and that was that America was supposed to stay neutral. We weren't supposed to get into entangling alliances.
Nope, and that is exactly it. And even as recently as the year 2000, the Republican Party pretended they believed in that. Remember what Bush said? Humble foreign policy, no nation building, no policing the world. He was criticizing Clinton for this. And they keep thinking or saying or accusing me of not being Republican enough. But what about Eisenhower? He was elected to solve that mess that the Democrats created in Korea. And then Nixon, theoretically, was elected to stop that problem in Vietnam. It took him a long time, and painfully so. But the Republicans have not always been the ones who started the war. So I think I'm as much in the tradition of the Republican Party as any of those who are running this year.
Now, what about the rest of the military? And let's say you get elected, Ron, and then you pull, you pull the troops out from Iraq and Afghanistan. But what about the other 130-something countries that the military currently has 700-plus bases set up in?
I think they should come home. The troops have been in Korea since I've been in high school, so I'd say it's time to come home. You know,
absolutely.
It costs a lot of money. We've spent well over $1 trillion just maintaining troops over there.
We're sort of mortgaging our children's future by doing all of this.
Yeah, and we're running out of that, too. I mean, I think we're in the midst of a early part of a financial crisis. I quite frankly think North Korea would be unified if we weren't there insisting that the antagonisms persist. We finally had to leave Vietnam. That's unified. They're more westernized, and they're more capitalistic than ever before. Nixon, I thought, did the right thing by talking to China, and we don't have to stand there with our nukes pointing at each other. They're so capitalistic now, they've become our banker.
Yeah, capitalism works.
Yeah, so it's that's not necessarily a good advantage for us, but it also reflects some of our weaknesses in our own economy here at home.
All right, Ron Paul, we have you for one more segment. If you will hang on, we're going to bring you back to go to some phone calls here. And we know how great Ron Paul is on foreign policy. That's covered in almost every interview he does. I want to go elsewhere. I want to talk to Ron Paul about the war on drugs, another awful, awful idea, and I'm sure he'll agree with me on that. We'll get to that here in moments. More with presidential candidate Ron Paul.
And U.S. Representative.
That's right. 10 times, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
His website's ronpaul2008.com. If you want to go and visit him there, we'll be back with more of him in a moment. And take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 17, 2007, gold 662 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $683.60, $347.30 for half, $168.65 for quarter. That's $683.60, $337.30, and $168.65. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We have Ron Paul on the line with us. He is one of the presidential candidates on the Republican side, and he's also a 10-time representative from Texas. The reason why he's on Free Talk Live is because, well, We believe in liberty, and so does Ron Paul. Most other politicians would never even have a chance. I don't think they would even have the courage to come on Free Talk Live. We would call them onto the carpet. And Ron Paul is something different. He's been called Dr. No in Congress because he votes no on virtually everything that comes across his desk because, well, virtually everything that comes across your desk is unconstitutional. In fact, I want to mention that this interview is brought to you by SACL CAI. Mark, do you want to give a phone number for SACL?
800-544-6359. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables.
We love SACL CAI. Anyway, so we've got Ron Paul on the line. If you're on hold waiting to ask Ron Paul a question, that's all we're going to have time
for. And
SACL
loves Ron Paul.
Yes, and SACL's run by an anarchist or something. They still love Ron Paul. So if you've got a question for Ron, you're just going to have time to get your question out, and that's going to be it because we've got a bunch of people waiting. But Ron, I wanted to just sort of jump into one other area that's probably never going to come up in the Republican debates. And it's a shame because you'd really make the other guys look sad, pathetic, and awful if this issue came up. And it is the war on drugs. How do you feel about that?
Of course, I believe the federal war on drugs ought to be ended totally and completely, and that the federal government shouldn't be involved in enforcing any drug laws and overriding state laws. So if a state like California or any state legalizes medical marijuana, the federal government should just cease and desist. So as president, I would never use the DEA or anybody else to go and enforce these laws.
Would you shut down the DEA?
Oh, I don't think they have any good purpose at all. It's not necessary to have it. There would be a lot of screaming and hollering because, you know, they're supposed to be protecting us. But if the president could do it, he probably would need some legislation. But the most important you could do immediately is the way they would enforce laws. You could do that because it's just the management. You know, you just direct them not to do the things that they're doing now, which are clearly unconstitutional.
Well, they are part of the executive branch, are they not? So therefore, you would have, as the president, you would have some sway over what they do.
That's right. It just depends on, you know, if you can get the law to repeal that has set up the DEA, that sort of thing. But you could virtually make it impotent, you know, and not, you could do the same thing with the BATF. You might not be able to abolish it, but you could make it be, you know, impotent where it wouldn't be harassing law-abiding citizens.
Now, with all of the time that you've spent in Washington, D.C., and observing the federal government and government at different levels and how inefficient and slow and bureaucratic it tends to be, have you noticed that whenever the government declares a war on something, they usually get the opposite of their intentions?
Well, yeah, the one thing is when they declare war, you better watch out because that's usually the excuse that it's going to undermine our personal liberties, whether it's a war overseas or a war against drugs. War against drugs, you get more drugs, you're right. If it's a war against poverty, you end up with more poverty. But it's usually just an excuse to expand the state. You know, war is the health of the state, so if they want to do it domestically, they just declare war and the state grows and the individual is diminished in importance and liberty is undermined.
Now, it's very unusual for me to agree with a politician on so many things. I think you and I would probably see eye to eye on 98% of the issues. So I'm going to put the other 98% aside and go towards the 2% here because I just would like to hear you explain your position on immigration. I've heard it through the grapevine and I want to hear it straight from you, Ron. How do you feel about that issue?
I think the federal government has clear authority to protect our borders and protect our country and have national security. I don't think we have any business minding our other countries' businesses like overseas and fighting undeclared wars. So I believe there's a legitimate reason that borders are important for people coming in, invasion or bringing in diseases or different things like this. So there's some... We deserve some protection, so I believe that we should have people watching at the borders. But my point about the immigration is the main reason why it's a problem is because we have a welfare state. You know, we teach people not to work here, and then the jobs go begging, and then people come over here, and they don't follow the laws, and then they get benefits from us. They get free medical care and free education and then easy citizenship, so we reward coming in illegally. But I think if we had a free society and a healthy economy, I think we would be very, very generous with immigration. And I think right now we're moving into a phase where everything that's going wrong in this country, even though it's due to our stupid laws and taxes and regulations and monetary system, we blame the immigrants. You know, we end up, they become the scapegoat.
Yeah,
but I think it's a consequence. I think it's a consequence of the welfare state.
How would you feel? I mean, if we could get rid of the welfare state entirely for Americans and immigrants and everybody else and turn that over to charity, private charities, where it should be. If we could get rid of the welfare state, would you also be in favor of drastically slashing back the immigration bureaucracies? Because it seems really strange that a faceless group of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. gets to arbitrarily set levels on who gets to come here and make those decisions.
Well, it would have to change because there would be a demand by the people, and they'd be demanding more immigration because there would be a need for workers to come in and service our economy. So I think we would become all of a sudden very, very generous. But I still wouldn't. If you're going to have a generous program and allow people to come here to work, you don't need these huge bureaucracy. But it's going to be very difficult to do it without the repeal of the welfare state. And
totally.
Pardon me?
I totally understand. And I want to get to the phone calls, but real quickly, what scares me, you know, looking at the war on drugs and looking at the enforcement actions that have gone on there, what scares me about what a lot of the Republicans are saying about lock down the border and da-da-da-da-da, you know, we've already seen the stories about National Guards members and Border Patrol people getting paid off by the coyotes to let people through. And so it just seems to me that if we lock down the border, that just means that the criminals have to pay off more border guards in order to get things
through. And I think your point is well taken. The war on drugs makes that whole border issue much more confusing because I think both sides are on the take on drugs, and it has a lot to do, more to do with drugs than immigration itself.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Questions for Ron Paul. Ryan in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ron Paul.
Hi, Ron. Nice to talk to you. I have one thing that I just cannot figure out with you. Now, you've said before with the don't ask, don't tell policy that it's not someone's sexual preference that should come into account. It's disruptive behavior. And you also want to get government out of regulating contracts between private individuals, yet you still support the so-called Defense of Marriage Act. How do you reconcile this?
Well, the Defense of Marriage Act is completely different of don't ask, don't tell. But I think the enforcement of don't ask, don't tell is completely wrong. People shouldn't be put out of the military for personal preferences. I think it's very libertarian to say, don't ask me, don't tell me. I don't want to know anything about it, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual. I mean, the words sound very good. The enforcement is very, very bad.
But why does that not apply to marriage as well?
Brian,
well, mainly because I don't believe in the welfare state and two individuals coming and saying, well, if we're going to get benefits, you're going to give benefits to my partner, and that just expands the welfare state. I think it's an economic issue and an invasion of contracts because, people will come in and say, well, insurance, oh, well, you have to insure my spouse. Well, what if the insurance company doesn't want to? So for federal reasons and for federal benefits, I don't want to expand the benefits. So to me, it's a welfare issue and a contractual issue.
Ron Paul, I wish we had another half an hour with you, but you are a busy guy, and unfortunately, I think we have to let you go at this point.
Well, very good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I hope you will come back sometime before your inevitable election to the presidency, and we really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your weekend here in beautiful New Hampshire.
Okay, thanks a lot.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
Well, that's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It is the live Saturday edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site, for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. He's not like the rest of those Republicans, is he, Mark?
Not at all. You know, he wants to bring the troops home from Iraq.
The rest of them want eternal war.
The vast majority of Americans agree with him.
Yeah. So,
even more than that, he would like to see all the troops return to the United States, period. And the Department of Defense actually be about defense. Can you imagine?
Yeah. We've been working on getting him on the show for a while, and congratulations to you, Mark, for actually making that happen. I'm hoping that now that it's happened once, it'll be easier to make it happen again, because I know there are certain other shows out there that he comes on, like, on a monthly basis.
Yeah, we didn't softball him. We asked him about issues we didn't agree with him on entirely, and that was immigration.
Right.
One was the Defense of Marriage Act that was brought up.
That someone called in about that, yeah. And so what I would really like is to have Ron Paul in studio for an hour. That would be great, because then we'd really have time to get some calls coming in. We'd know it was going to happen for sure. We could announce it in advance. We really weren't even able to announce this in advance because it just changes so often.
That's pretty much true.
It's very flexible.
Yeah, most guests you don't want to generally announce in advance.
So anyway, let's go to the phones, because we've had people waiting all the way through the entire interview to talk to us. So let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for your patience.
Sure. Well, I tell you, it's Ron Paul's a class act.
That he
really is. He's a principled man.
He is. And I kind of want to talk about what you're talking about originally, the TSA searches.
Mm-hmm. Just for people just tuning in, because this was an hour ago. The TSA, a couple weeks ago, was searching people at bus stops, city bus stops in Indianapolis. So it's their first foray out of the airports and onto the streets. Go ahead, sir.
Sure. This is just police state conditioning. That's all this is, on this bogus war on terror. And I got this book from this library. It was about this photojournalist who lived in Warsaw, Poland, just prior to and during World War II. And it's kind of ironic because one of the first pictures is this cute little Jewish teenage girl getting a ticket for her bicycle being parked improperly, which it apparently probably wasn't. But it's just the beginning of the harassment.
Mm.
And at the very end of the book, you had people stepping over dead bodies of children in the Warsaw ghetto. So this is all, you know, if you think it's going to stop at the bus stops, you're sadly mistaken.
That's just the next step down the path towards a total totalitarian state.
Well, we're probably not going to gas anybody here in America. At least I don't see that in our future. If we were going to gas somebody, it would be Muslims and illegal immigrants.
Well, who knows? You know,
they didn't know they were being gassed then.
That's true.
Well, who knows if and when it's going to start? But like I said, this is a total bogus war on terror. If Bush is really sincere, he wouldn't have open borders, and he wouldn't be allowing trucks from south of the border to drive through the country soon. Wow. I mean, if you want to know what the terrorists are, they're all in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That much I agree with, absolutely. And the idea that Bush could shut down the border if he wanted to is a fantasy. You know, the government can't do things that it sets out to do. All it'll do is destroy our freedoms in the process.
Yeah, well, we have Jose Padilla, the Winston Smith. You know, he supposedly was going to set up a terror bomb, and the guy's probably been tortured and fed who knows how many kinds of drugs, where his mind is totally destroyed.
Right.
And then you have Emmanuel Goldstein Bin Laden, who works for El Cieda. I mean, I'm a member of www.dc911truth.org.
We try to expose
how criminal elements within our government are behind 9/11.
Yeah, good luck with that. I just don't think that's really worth your time, sir.
I think it is.
I feel like you're spinning your wheels.
Spinning my wheels. You need to watch Loose Change.
No, I've seen it. It's been debunked. Much of it has been debunked.
Oh, no, none of it's been debunked. Well, you're a gatekeeper. That's all you are.
What's a gatekeeper?
Now all of a sudden I'm the enemy because I don't like Loose Change because I thought that...
I think Loose Change is a perfectly valid movie. I've never seen anything... Any discrepancies in the movie at all.
Go to loosechangeguide.com. It'll blow you away. It's a point-by-point rebuttal of every single point that video makes. Look, I don't know who was behind 9/11, and I don't care. What I know is...
The federal government is implicit in the sense that they at the very least, did a crappy job of catching these guys ahead of time. They had all kinds of heads up. I'll give you that, but...
What I concern myself with is the fact that the government's getting bigger, the police state is expanding. They use 9/11 as an excuse, and sure. I feel bad for the victims' families that, they want real answers, they want an investigation, but unfortunately, they're asking the same government that is corrupt to investigate itself, and the idea that's ever going to come to fruition is an absolute fantasy, sir.
Well, I agree with that, because we can't allow our government... really, to do anything right or honest.
Right.
That's why it should be an independent investigation. But basically... the reason why I'm a part of my line of the truth is I'm trying to prevent a future false flag terror event. Because these madmen that are in government are capable of nuking a city and blaming it on Iran.
The only way
I think that might be valid.
The only way to prevent future false flag terror is to drastically reduce the size of the federal government, not to go around and convince people. I know he's for that, but unfortunately you're getting distracted from the real issue, in my opinion, by going around trying to get people to watch videos and convince them of this conspiracy theory. Why don't you just use concrete evidence of how the government is big, tyrannical, and awful, and use that to convince them to reduce the size of the government, to elect people like Ron Paul, and drastically slash the Fed?
Well, those are all, very, very valid and very good things to do. But, however, I think if 9/11 is exposed, then the whole governmental military-industrial complex would implode.
We've got a call for you, Mike, actually, on the line here. Doug is on from West Virginia. Doug, you're on with Mike. Hello. Doug, on with Mike on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hey there, you're on with Mike.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm on my cell phone. Yes, I had it was interesting. I heard a little bit from Ron Paul. I am doing as much as I possibly can to try to at least talk to people about him. Interesting thing happened yesterday. Somebody saw I have a couple of stickers on my
vehicle. Do you have a question for the other?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to talk to Mike, sir. Is that not the case?
Okay, well, I'll go to the other thing. I just heard you saying I was wondering, I was just curious, do you believe that the events of 11 September 01 happened as advertised by the Bush people?
Is that a question for Mike or the hosts?
Either one. It doesn't matter. I was just...
All right. Mike, we're done with you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. I'm sorry. I got some wrong screening information on your call, Doug. Now, what was your question?
Did it happen as advertised, Doug?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Well, do you believe that Arab hijackers convinced the pilots of the Boeing to surrender their Boeings and then could, first of all, find... targets in the instrument conditions without...
To answer your question, I don't believe anything the government tells me, nor do I believe everything that you see on conspiracy theory videos. So I don't claim to know what happened on 9/11, nor do I claim to care. It's completely irrelevant to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, though, you probably should care, but you did
Why?
Have an interesting point about...
Why should I care?
Well, because people that are employed by the federal government are openly and unabashedly murdering us in the streets, and that needs to stop. But but that's a good point. Is what do we do now? It's very good. You know, like you're saying,
into the future, sir. I don't focus on the past.
We could wag our finger in their face saying, you did it, you did it, you did it, but that's all fine and good. What do we do now? And I think that was very good. You had a point is that we have to, at least 80% of our federal government is not provided for in the Constitution. That needs to stop. That needs to go away.
Absolutely.
And I believe that that would solve these other issues. So,
there you go. I'm with you on that part. Thanks for the call, Doug. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't care who killed Kennedy.
I mostly think that the government story is kind of correct. You know, that there were...
Oh, my God. There's all kinds of holes in the government story.
Well, you know, I don't know what else to think.
The government refuses to investigate itself. The investigative commission...
They did the investigation.
It was a bunch of crap, dude. It was a load. The guy that was in charge of it was a plant. George Bush and Dick Cheney refused to answer questions publicly. The whole thing was a mess. We can get into all that, but why bother? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, so do enjoy those on us. That is, again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula in Florida, going on?
I was just listening to Ron, and I had some questions for him. And, like, I wanted to know, how do we get rid of the people, you know, that are so far in charge of everything and, to, you know, to stop all this evil corruption that's going on. And I was glad to hear him say about the drugs stopping, because that's exactly what needs to happen. And, I mean, he is right on top of things, and it's just we need him in there bad.
I'm with you on that, Paula. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, the thing about 9/11 that this gentleman mentioned, mm-hmm. you need to go to your Bible, Jeremiah 30:12.
I don't have one.
And God said this was a terrible bruise and grievous wound that he gave us. And he said, because we've turned our back on him, he said, when I hear from you, I'll heal your land.
So what's he referring to there, God,
okay,
in the Bible? Because I don't really remember him mentioning Twin Towers.
Okay, it's in Jeremiah 30:12-13 and Jeremiah 30:7-10.
Yeah.
And 16 in the contest. It's the war against Jacob is what it is.
I see.
It says all thy lovers have forgotten.
No. No reading Bible verses on the air.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying it's there, okay?
No, we'll take your word for it, Paul.
And the people that were behind it, G.W. did know about this. It was in the Bible code book also. And
Paula, there are a lot of tidbits. The conspiracy crowd, they've really found a lot of holes in the government story, and they've got some interesting tidbits, and I'm sure they've uncovered a few facts here and there. But to suggest that they're absolutely 100% right about what they're saying is ignorant. And Paula, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Sounds like she's at a party or something. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, GW coming in the room.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Look. The government story, no way in hell I'm going to believe what those scumbags say.
But do I care about, you know, the whether or not they were behind it or not? I don't know. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Doesn't
It'd be
really
terrible if they were, but how in the heck are we going
to
do anything
it
about
doesn't
it?
Matter to me, and what matters to me is moving forward with the movement for liberty. The fact is, government's getting bigger day in, day out. And if we don't do something to stop that, if we don't focus on that, the expansion of the police state, the government nosing into your personal life, the government taking confiscating ever-increasing amounts of money from you as far as taxes are concerned, destroying liberty. If we don't focus on that, then we're getting lost. Then we're getting bogged down in all these factoids about 9/11, and it's just a total waste of effort, in my opinion. Let's continue with the phone calls, though. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to, it is, I believe, Jim in Second Life on the amplifier line, I presume. I think we might have lost you and call back. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Jim from the Liberty Bar.
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, my cell phone gave out. Yesterday you guys were talking about the FDA and whether or not, like, quackery could slip through and like it is today. I wrote an article on my blog called Could Scientology Exist in a Free Market? And in it I go into how quackery can be filtered out using free market principles. And I think the main reason, what was it, the emailer, the Muslim, what was it?
The Muslim anarchist?
I guess.
Yeah, it's been a few days.
Or the Muslim non-anarchist.
Non-anarchist,
yeah. There we go. What he was failing to realize is that there is an FDA there that kind of puts this aura over all medications that are out in circulation, whether they're homeopathic garbage to real pharmaceuticals that could really do some help. And granted, there are some types of alternative medicines that can do some good. But when people go and they go and they buy things like those like breast enlarging pills, they think that when they go out and buy it, like, well, you know, if this was really bad, then the FDA would have banned it.
They presume that because the FDA exists, that it would have stopped something that might be unsafe.
Right. And I think that if it was completely free and then the pharmaceuticals had to compete with, you know, the quackery, people would, there would be alternative, like kind of like the UL for medicines, and people could go there and they could research what drugs they're gonna be getting, which ones they've been
absolutely
prescribed.
It makes perfectly good sense to me.
Yeah, I go in a little bit more deeper in my blog about how it could work and how things like e-meters and like homeopathic medicines could easily be wiped away and not have to worry about things like thalidomide.
Or, there's no reason to completely backhand all homeopathic medicines. I mean, certainly some of them might actually work, in which case the marketplace would much easier, or it would be much more free to
vet
those.
And some things work for some people that don't work for others.
That's true. And it would be much more free to vet those homeopathic remedies, and actually, those people could actually make claims, and they could back it up with scientific evidence, which the FDA absolutely refuses to allow them to do today.
Yeah. Are you guys aware of what homeopathy is?
No.
That's where they take things that would do something to a well person. So let's say caffeine, like caffeine will keep you up at night and give you jitters. Well, mm-hmm. if someone, you know, comes in and says, you know, I stay asleep all night and I have these jitters, then what they do is they give them caffeine in this way over diluted dose to the point where there's no longer any resonance, any molecules of the original substance left in the water. And they go up to, which is equal to, grinding down a grain of rice and dissolving it in a sphere the size of the solar system times 2 billion, and somehow water still has that vibration that cure you. So
I always thought homeopathy was like natural solutions. That's what I was referring to when I used the term. Thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I've taken some homeopathic stuff, I think, for sore throats or something like that. I don't know how effective it was, but I took it.
To Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to hammer Ron Paul with this one because you were hammering him on the immigration issue. And, see, Hurricane Dean is headed towards the Texas coast and quite possibly towards Brownsville, right on the border. And thousands and thousands of people are going to have to evacuate. And when they do, they're going to have to stop. Achtung, where are your papers? And they're going to have to sit there and wait in the line behind is these checkpoints are kind of like a toll booth there, and they take their good sweet time depending on what time of day and how busy it is.
Sure.
And, you know, meanwhile, the hurricane is bearing down. How, you know.
Well, now, you're talking about the people going north or going south?
The people going north to get out of it. These checkpoints aren't just at the bridge, the international bridge.
Right.
These checkpoints are well inside the interior of the United States, and they hassle and interrogate people who are traveling between points within the United States. And, you know, some of these people don't have legal documentation, so they're not going to be able to get through a checkpoint, but they'll stay in Brownsville, and some of them will perish, but some of these people are just going to be perishing, just like at Hurricane Rita. People going up Interstate 35 from Houston were running out of gas and all of that stuff. People are going to be waiting behind Border Patrol checkpoints.
Wow. You know what? Thank you for bringing that up, Tom, and thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
It basically cuts off half of your route for escape if you're right there on the border.
We hadn't mentioned... Well, now, he wasn't even talking about the border. He's talking about the internal checkpoints. And we didn't get a chance to bring this up with Ron. And for all I know, he doesn't even know they exist. I guess he probably does. He lives in Texas. But you know, this whole concept of we need to crack down on the border has already expanded out from the border. We were talking earlier tonight about how the TSA is now expanding out from airports, and they're now going to check people at bus stops, at city bus stops. Well, now we've already seen the Border Patrol expand north from the border and also south in the Canadian border as well. They expand like 60 miles north of the border, and they set up these permanent checkpoints, these permanent installations where they're staffed, I guess, at all hours of the
day.
We've
also heard from listeners that they do these roving ones to some extent.
Right, well, they'll just set up cones or whatever. And they eyeball every single person coming through, and if you look suspicious, which translation means driving while brown or driving while black or driving with long hair or whatever, they're going to pull you to the side, and they're going to harass you, and they're going to search you, and they're going to ask for your papers. And, wow, I hadn't even thought the poor people in Texas that are going to have to be evacuating are inevitably going to have to go through these checkpoints because, as I understand it, the way they're set up is you can't get out of certain cities in the South without encountering one of these checkpoints.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So you have to go through them. Talk about an inconvenience. Talk about a life, possibly, potentially life-threatening inconvenience, to keep you safe from the immigrants.
We saw the federal bureaucracy kill people in New Orleans. Why shouldn't it kill people in Brownsville, too? It's only fair. We have to be safe, you know.
1-800-259-9231. We've got Dave. We've got Al. We've got Troy, if they'll hang through the news, at least. And we will get to your calls. Be patient. And ladies come first, if you make the call. 800-259-9231. We'll touch on the war on drugs if we get a chance. An update on a story from Florida about a man who's spending 25 years in prison in a wheelchair for having a few pills on him. Pain pills. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.